brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Carrie Murdoch on this Tuesday, January 18th.
Carrie, I've been told large platter, $48, small platter, $24. Or you can buy like five pizzas from a cheap pizza place.
We're talking about Carrie giving food to an ER, a local.
Yeah, we're talking about the good. We're all these
people.
Hospital
I don't know
workers.
If I believe this or not.
You don't believe that?
What, that they're overwhelmed?
I guess I have. I know plenty of doctors. It's just people just randomly send food to ERs.
Yeah, yes. I had a friend who was in the ER. I mean, she was in the after a motorcycle accident. She was in what's the area they keep you in? I mean, where you're
right. ICU.
ICU. Thank you so much. But yeah, when she was getting released from there, I've showed up with a whole bunch
maybe,
of pizzas for them.
Maybe sending it to the ICU would be better. I don't know.
Well, listen, everybody's working in hospitals right now is overwhelmed. Doesn't matter what their job is. They are overwhelmed. Busy, busy.
As we know, the ICU is a busy place right now. There's no free time in the ICU.
So, you know, a couple of slices of pizza while they're walking by.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them some food.
Mm-hmm.
I have done exhaustive research on the best just pizza chains, so I know what to send them.
All right.
Thanks, Carrie.
Hey,
I always thought it was a personal preference thing, but
did you guys see any of that Memphis game yesterday? Steven Adams, well, first of all, he's really good, and he is becoming, it's so ironic, a cult hero in Memphis, and this is the same guy who ruined Memphis's chances of winning a playoff series while in Oklahoma City as a rookie by getting Zach Randolph to punch him. I mean, he baited Zach, their beloved grit and grind teams. He cost them, Steven Adams did, a series, and now he is beloved because yesterday, first of all, he was great when he was in the game. You know, he leads the NBA in offensive rebounding per game. I mean, he's been hurt a little bit and had COVID, but when he's played, he's been better than what they had last year in Jonas Valanciunas, so he is helping them, and he fits the mold of that team.
He didn't need the ball in his hands. I mean, they're really a perimeter-driven team. They got a bunch of guys that can score.
He did have the ball in his hands, though, and he was pretty amazed and impressed with himself on this play.
Okay. Took a page out of DeMar DeRozan's book. And Adams running the floor. DeSumo. Oh, it goes! Adams and one!
He got an and one.
A full court. He ran the floor. Like, it was a pretty awesome moment watching him just celebrating Steven Adams. And then the ultimate Steven Adams moment came at the end of the game when – and listen, he's done this with Russell and with Chris Paul. I mean, he will defend his guys, right?
Yeah, man.
He's the bouncer that you need on your team. And Tony Bradley, who's darn near 7 foot, former Thunder great Tony Bradley last year.
He's a big dude.
He is getting into it with Ja Morant, of all people, their star. And you don't mess with your star when Steven Adams is on your team.
Especially for a guy that's having this kind of year.
Bradley fouls Morant. They get tied up. And now getting into it on the floor.
Steven Adams literally lifting up Tony Bradley, who is not a small guy. He literally just lifted him up and carried him away from Ja Morant.
Tony Bradley is 6'7", 220. And Adams just hoists him.
I think Ja Morant, he got fouled, but he seemed to be more the instigator in the battle. But Steven Adams always going to protect his teammates, and he did so here. Bradley wouldn't let go, even after Morant pushed the ball in his face, and Steven Adams just said, all right, here, let me take you over here with me.
I think he said that Bradley was 6'7". Bradley is almost 6'11".
Yeah, bigger man.
Yes, and
I mean, Bradley was just like, yes, this man is carrying me, and I can't do anything.
And he didn't seem to mind that he was being
most
carried
NBA
away.
Most NBA players would, like, get offended and try and start fighting you, but Bradley's just like, okay, I can't
do
anything.
It's a no-win battle.
Let him keep carrying me.
And Steven Adams, as we learned, like, he's such a teddy bear. Like, he's an enforcer.
Well, he's probably whispering in your ear in his sweet, New Zealand accent. Like, I'm just going to take you over here, mate.
Yes. He doesn't get angry. He's not instant. He's like, we're just going to end this right now, sir. I'm going to
probably saying stuff like, you don't want to get fined.
He's
got
a pretty cool-headed guy. Did you catch the last time that they played the Lakers? I mean, now that he's in Memphis, he and Russell are in lining up for a foul shot. Yeah. And Steven Adams is just shoving him. Russell's banging back against him. They look like two kids out on the playground just having a great time.
The funniest thing about yesterday's deal is that he picks up Bradley, and the two officials that are trying to break it up that couldn't, and they're looking at Steven Adams, and you can tell it's like,
no,
who has the balls to call Steven Adams for something right now?
No, he's good.
We'll let him do what he's going to do.
Steven, if there's anybody else to pull out of the pile, would you mind doing it?
Do you have John Morant talking about it afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
You seen what happened before? He tried to trip me. I ain't no basketball play. So I reacted, and then he was grabbing my jersey, and I'm telling him, get off me, and he still grabbing my jersey. Like, for what? I ain't going for none of that, though. I don't do none of that pushing and shoving either, so I let, you know, whatever else happened after that happen, but, yeah.
Steven Adams literally picked him up.
As he should.
And carried him to the other side of the court.
As he should.
You like having a guy like that on your team?
Yeah, because I'd do the same for him. That's how I was raised. I can be out there on my own, but pretty sure everybody see who I be having here. They be courtside, so. We wasn't worried.
John Morant, I love his attitude, but he ain't picking up Tony Bradley.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. Yeah, if it's turned around the other way, you're not the guy. I don't like when he was sitting on the bench afterwards, and he's saying, I can fight. He's telling people, I can fight.
That wraps it up for us. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, starting at 5 a.m., whether you like it or not. In the meantime, enjoy what's left of your life.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.